Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 16th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. TechCrunch reports that, according to sources, Uber is in advanced talks to sell its Uber Eats India business to local food delivery rival Zomato. Current negotiations reportedly value Uber Eats India at $400 million, and the deal could see Uber investing an additional $150 to $200 million in Zomato for a sizable stake in the company. Uber launched Uber Eats in India in mid-2017 and reportedly peaked at around 600,000 orders per day, compared to over $1 million daily orders each from Zomato and another local rival, Swiggy. At the New York Times conference last month, Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said that Uber Eats would exit any country where it was not the number one or number two food delivery service within the next 18 months. Uber also filed its official appeal with Transport for London after the regulator refused to renew Uber's license to operate in the city back in November. The appeal will now go to a magistrate for review. Uber's roughly 45,000 drivers in London will still be able to operate in the city until the appeals process is completed. The city of New Orleans took city systems offline on December 13th in response to a suspected cyber attack. According to New Orleans Chief Information Officer Kim LeGrew, the attack seems to have involved both phishing attempts to gain logins and ransomware, although there was reportedly no data lost or compromised passwords. Crucial public safety services remain available. Traffic court and municipal court will be down at least Monday and Tuesday this week, while NOLA.gov remains offline. During the election in the UK Thursday, the BBC used an automated system to generate 689 election stories for each of the UK's constituencies, 40 of which were in Welsh. Journalists wrote templates for various types of stories using BBC style, and the machine selected appropriate phrases to fit that data. Each article was checked by a human editor before publication. And in some articles, human written analysis was also added. Last month, engineers at Slack released a distributed VPN mesh tool called Nebula as free and open source software under the MIT license. Nebula runs on Linux, macOS, and Windows with mobile versions planned. Nebula encrypts data using the Noise protocol, which is also used by Signal, then selects the most efficient path out of available nodes on the network. Binaries are available on GitHub along with a sample config file to modify. One downside is that Nebula operates over UDP rather than TCP, meaning it can't get through some firewalls. If WireGuard doesn't work, Nebula probably won't work either. It also sticks out a bit even if it is allowed. Nebula's best advantage seems to be efficiency. Google paused the rollout of Chrome 79 on Android following reports of missing data for apps that use Android's built-in WebView. This is caused because Chrome 79 changes where web data is stored, but failed to properly migrate data from local storage and WebSQL. As a result, some apps and sites don't show local data, which hasn't been deleted, but is inaccessible after the update. Google confirmed the bug and is working on a fix. Intel announced it intends to acquire the Israeli chip startup Habana Labs in a deal worth $2 billion. Habana specializes in data center AI and released its Goya chip for AI inferencing processing back in September 2018, with a claimed 3x performance improvement over NVIDIA with lower latencies. The company also announced an AI training chip called Gaudi back in June that uses an integrated network fabric for easier scaling. It's unclear how the acquisition will integrate with Intel's existing AI-focused Nervana hardware and software stacks. Microsoft has updated its Windows logo and the icons for many of the company's apps with new colors, materials, and finishes. John Friedman, Corporate Vice President of Design and Research at Microsoft, said, "We needed to signal innovation and change while maintaining familiarity for customers. We also had to develop a flexible and open design system to span a range of contexts while still being true to Microsoft." Google Maps added the ability to search for electric vehicle chargers in October 2018. A new update to Maps allows users to search for specific plug types, including CHAdeMO, CCS, Type 2, and Tesla proprietary chargers. Users can specify what type of charger they're looking for in each search, or set a default in settings. Adobe rolled out the first major feature update to Photoshop for iPad, adding the Select Subject feature. This was added to the desktop version back in 2018 and uses Adobe's Sensei AI engine to offer one-tap selection on subjects. Adobe says the feature works best on a high-contrast background with a defined edge, but is working to improve algorithms to select around hair and fur. And finally, Apple added an annual subscription option to Apple Arcade, set at $49.99 a year. Previously, customers were limited to a $4.99 monthly subscription option. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.